And welcome, everyone, to the Kyle and Ken podcast.
Good day to you, sir.
Okay, it's my turn to come up with the topic for the Kyle and Ken podcast. And what I thought, because I'm bad at many, many things, the things I am bad at far outnumber the things that I'm good at. The topic is things you attempted and quickly realized you weren't any good at.
Now, is this being slightly bad, very bad, or real bad?
You know what? It can be any of the above. I don't care. Okay, I'll start it off. Basketball. I am horrible at basketball.
Were you ever any good?
No. I played in a Y League when I was a kid. I just can't dribble a basketball for whatever reason. I have no game.
You have no game? Maybe even since I'm older than you are, maybe I could still take you. I don't know. I love playing basketball. I just did not have... I was known because I could be quick on defense, but I wasn't fast on offense. You know what I mean?
So basketball, something I am not good at, or that I quickly realized that it wasn't in my wheelhouse. Playing board games or video games, I just can't do it. I don't have the patience.
I like board games. I like playing board games. We did it with the kids. We do it with the grandkids. Not nearly as much as we used to, but, you know, when I grew up way, 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 way back in the day, I had a great uncle who taught me all kinds of card games, and I can't remember most of them, but we used to play Canasta all the time, and I classify that as more of a board game. But, you know, we've always played everything from Chutes and Ladders to the Game of Life to Dominoes and all that. You know, there's some fun ones out there. But I know you're not a Scrabble fan.
I am just not good at games. I'm just not. I quickly realized it was not in my wheelhouse. Here's another one. Having a fish tank. I quickly realized it just wasn't something that I was any good at. Cleaning the tank, I was constantly killing fish.
And, you know, did you try taking them out for a walk on a leash, too?
I was killing fish left and right. So I quickly realized I attempted it. It's not that I didn't like it, but it just wasn't something I was good at.
Okay. All right. I can understand that. I can understand that.
All right. Here's another one. And this one is real short and sweet. Math. Enough said.
Enough said. Yeah. And I'm the same way, which is why I've always said that I try to make any accountant that I work with my best friend so that she doesn't sabotage, he or she sabotages me by giving me the wrong numbers.
I am just absolutely horrible at math, even as an adult. Okay, learning a foreign language. I took 2 years of Spanish in high school, and then I was required to take 1 year of Spanish in college. I'm not kidding you. I cannot speak a lick of Spanish.
I had Spanish classes from the time I was in seventh grade till through my senior year at high school. Then I had to take, like you, the college required course. And one of my regrets is that I didn't keep up on it to be able to speak it better. I still have some very, very few basics, and that, you know, and it does extend beyond, you know, like taco. But I really wish I had kept up with it and that I was a little more fluent in the Spanish language.
Okay, here's one. Fashion. Buying my own clothes. I am horrible at picking out my own clothes. My wife does a much better job than I do. If my wife didn't pick out my clothes, I would probably still be wearing stonewashed blue jeans.
Well, and I can do it if I have to, but it's always nice to have that second opinion from the wife. And then my youngest daughter, the youngest of the two, she's always been a little bit of a fashionista. So, you know, she never hesitated to go, "Dad, you're doing it again."
And another thing that I've never been good at that kind of goes along with fashion is picking out tennis shoes. Now, you will notice right now today I am wearing a black tennis shoes, kind of cloth. Yeah. These are Skechers. I have been known to go along with the fashion that we're talking about. Up until I got these shoes, every pair of tennis shoes I have ever owned, white.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, that helps you because, you know, there are years when the white is in and the white is out. So at least you know that probably about half the time you're in.
I just kind of figured white goes with everything. And so that's why I ended up.
Especially dirt.
All right, here's another one. Cooking. I quickly realized I wasn't especially good at cooking, although I am getting better.
I have a vast repertoire not. outside of, putting a can of soup into the pot and adding a little bit of water and doing macaroni and cheese and an occasional grilling. I'm so thankful my wife is so good a cook, because I might starve if all I was doing was throwing chicken breasts on the Foreman grill.
I can do a few things well, and that is about it. Although my wife is actually starting to do quite a bit more during the pandemic, but I have always done a lion's share of the cooking, and it's always, okay, kids, do you want meatloaf? I can make tacos. How about eggs and bacon? There are very few things on the Kyle Martin menu.
I am best at cooking when I help decide where we go out to eat.
Good. All right, anything related to home improvement, I have to watch a YouTube video on how to screw in a light bulb.
Well, you know, and I was never destined to be, you know, tool time man. Matter of fact, as I was growing up, the older I got, my dad would tell me, and he told me this on multiple occasions, I hope you can make a living with your brain, because you'll never make it using your hands.
Yeah. I am absolutely horrible at anything related to home improvement. Okay, here's one, and you're pretty good at this, at least you've told me. I cannot watch a whole television series. I will watch a TV show, and then somewhere along the line, I totally lose interest in it. I rarely will watch a television series from start to finish.
I will, especially now that you can get it streaming or on DVD. But, you know, the thing about me is that I grew up in the 70s. We used to watch all of the classic comedies, you know, Gilligan's Island and Beverly Hillbillies and MASH and All in the Family and all that. But as I got into my profession and I worked afternoon and evenings, I mean, there are shows that have been, you know, so highly awarded. I've never seen an episode of them, like Hill Street Blues, for example. People would go, did you see that? And I said, I've never seen any of it. I said, what do you live under a rock? I said, no, I work at a TV station back then. You know.
Okay, so these are things that we attempted and quickly realized we weren't any good at. Okay, here's my last one on my list. Playing a musical instrument. I got a drum kit when I was a kid, and I could play one song. It was Carpenter's Top of the World, which is the... That was it. And then my brother decided to do a drum solo on it. It quickly broke the drums, and I never picked up another musical instrument again.
I never did either. I never really even tried, because I was so into sports, they just said, okay, Ken wants to play sports, we'll let him play the sports. And so I am amazed, and it has to come from my wife and her side of the family. I've got one daughter who actually has a music performance degree in clarinet. I can't even sing. You know, I mean, I was drummed out of a cappella choir. They thought, boy, this kid's got a great voice. I get in there, I'm just as flat as the Mojave Desert. You know what I'm saying? Just flat.
There you go. That's my list of things that I attempted and quickly realized I was not any good at.
The other thing that I will add, and really it's kind of scary how much we share, but the one thing that I found out quickly that I was not good at when I tried it was any career that had to do with commission sales. Excuse me, salespeople, I don't mean this in a bad way. I just wasn't pushy or insistent enough. I try and sell something to somebody and they go, no, I don't want it. Okay, fine. However, I will sell you on trying to listen to our morning show and our podcast.
Oh, what a good ending to the Kyle and Ken podcast.